spot. The refs are moving back to that spot. So it's going to be on like the 32, right?
Yep. Up at the 32. So that's a big five yard differential there. Oh, then a legal man down. Okay, so they down at the 32.
And then
okay,
we so get it was a penalty.
It was down at the 32.
What did we get? What was that penalty?
That is the legal touch. I don't know.
I know what the play, the symbol you just showed me, Dusty, but I don't know how it applies in a punt formation. That there's no one downfield. There's no.
All right, that's a little strange. While they move it back.
Okay, so it was a 10-yard penalty.
Before we can even start our drive, we shot ourselves in the foot and lost 15 yards.
How is that a 15-yard penalty?
I know. What did we do for 15 yards? I don't.
Okay, here's Vinito in the Wildcat trying to pitch it out, and he's not going to get nothing. Tackled back at the 50. So the ball was spotted at the 47 of Century. Loss of 3 by Northfield. Makes second down and 13, second down and 12, and that is back at the 49 of Century. Here we go. Second down coming up. Second down and 12. Handoff goes to Vidito. Nothing going. Maybe a yard. It'll be third down and long for the Raiders. Grady, yeah.
Sorry to
recon.
Everybody. I did some investigative reporting, and they were just as clueless as us. I talked to Coach Bob Sullivan, Coach Tom Sola, and three other coaches or people that worked the crew there for Rochester, and everyone said, yeah, they called the illegal kicking that we said. And then after that, they didn't know what happened, and we don't know. They said it was illegal touching, which is like you said and what I said.
Yep.
But what did we illegally touch? I don't even know.
All right, here's Zick rolling out on 3rd and 11. Has his man catch his made, but he's going to be tackled. Hard tackle by LaPanta. And they're going to throw a flag, and LaPanta's down.
He's down.
Maybe, what is it when it's the head
spearing?
With your head? Spearing. Thank you. Yep. I think that might be the call. Because they went low, they got him right in the knees, and he leaped out, and his head was first, and it's going to be on Century. LaPanta caught the football at the Century 39-yard line. He's down right now.
There was he's up. No hesitation, though, on that call. Was there, Dust?
The flag was there.
Bam. And LaPanta's up. That's good.
This is going to be personal fall here on the Panthers. This will be a first down for Northfield. They would have been about 2 yards short, but after this penalty coming up here, personal
maybe it's
fall.
To make up for that fake, whatever call it.
There it is, leading with the helmet or whatever you want to call it, spearing.
Yep.
Century fans not happy with that, but I think they might have had a point right there. First down and 10 for Northfield, and that penalty moves the ball all the way to the 24-yard line. Okay, now you go, Northfield offense.
Well, and like
there
I said,
you go. You got your gift.
Family and friends, LaPanta seems fine on the sidelines. That was nutty. He seems like he's doing chill. But, yes. Here is where we go. We got our gift back. Come on. If we get a touchdown here, we're totally in the game. We're actually in the driver's seat.
And Zick almost fumbles it on the handoff. Hands off to Vidito. No go on the play there.
No blocking at all there. Did you see one guy blocked? I think there was four guys in the backfield before he even got the handoff.
Second down coming up for the Raiders. And it'll be 11, second 11 after a loss of 1. Yeah, our offensive line here has got to, man, step up right now. I know they're not the biggest guys in the world, but technique-wise, quickness-wise, get in there. Make a play.
It's not about size, and when you're talking about high school football, it's about drive.
All right, here we go. Northfield in the shotgun on 2nd and 11 at the 25 of Century, trailing by 9. Zick looking to throw, has his man, catches made by Rattage. And Gavin Rattage gets across the 15 down to about the 12-yard line. He will have a first down. It's a gain of 12. First and 10 Raiders at the 12.
Yeah, great catch by Rattage. Great throw by Zick. That was similar to the play they called earlier that ended up being a pick six where they had trips to the left side and all three guys ran 5-yard stops. So there we go. Proves it can work when it's the ball is thrown and caught at the right time.
First and 10, Northfield at the 12. 7:38 remaining in the third quarter. Northfield trails 9-0 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Zick in the shotgun. Four receivers coming up here, and the Raiders missed the formation there. False start will be called on Northfield, shooting themselves in the foot yet again. 5-yard penalty.
I feel like we almost need another term. Is there another term besides shoot yourself in the foot, Des?
Stopping their own momentum yet again.
Well, that's not a term, though. Shoot yourself in the foot is like a term. People at home, you know, go ahead, text in, call in to Jeff Johnson at KYMN.com. Or no, whatever, I'm just kidding.
Not having our heads in the game? I don't know. All right, first and 15 now for the Raiders back at the 17-yard line of the Panthers. Zick goes under center. Mason Zick hands off to Stanchina. Breaks around the edge. Oh, and a touchdown save and tackle by the Panthers. He got up back to the 12, so he got about those 5 yards back. It'll be second down and 10 coming up for the Raiders at the 12. Nice job by number 44. Thomas Mergen making a touchdown save and tackle on Stanchina.
Loved that play, Dusty. You know what that play was? That was classic. Beer. That was a classic beer.
Ah, the old 47 beer.
Yeah, the old 47 beer. We haven't ran that. That's a staple of our offense. We haven't ran it in weeks. I think we did run it like probably the second or third week of the season. But Zick is allowed then to make the read, and he read to give it off, and bam, Stanchina flew.
Here's Zick looking to throw. Has his mad catches made by Johnson. Hit immediately, but he makes the reception inside the 10. Gonna tack him down at about the, looks like about the 5. It'll be third down and 5. Third down and, third and 5 coming up here for the Raiders.
Yeah, from the 11. So we get a chance to either score or still get a first down.
They have it, they have it at the 6. Six. They need to get it to the 2. So third and 4. Yep. Third and 4 coming up for the Raiders. Here we go, third and 4. They can't get a first down. Let's just score a touchdown here and not worry about it. Zick in the shotgun.
Double coverage on Stanchina.
Four receivers for the Raiders. Look, at he's got John going across the middle and incomplete.
He threw it in the middle of the field there.
And look at that, coming around and saying I was wide open is Gavin Rattage.
Rattage, yes.
Was wide open. The intended receiver was Michael Iams, and he threw it behind Iams. Iams was even open.
Well, he was open. He was double covered, but both guys were behind him.
Yeah.
And then behind, in front of him was Rattage, so both guys were being boxed out pretty much by Johnson there. Rough, you know, that, but I'm never going to fault the quarterback for not throwing to the right guy. That's like, nitpicking right there. Blocking a guy, going to a hole, those are different things. Throwing a ball accurately, that's like the last thing in football. That's pretty hard.
Reed Rohde on for a field goal. This is going to be about a 25-yard attempt, and it is good. Field goes up, so the Raiders get some points. 5:46 remaining in the third quarter. 9-3, the score. Century leads on the mark when on scoreboard. 1 minute break. Come on back. Raider football on KYMN.
Your home, auto, and life are important to you. That's why the Northfield Insurance Agency works hard to provide you with the right protection. Kevin and Stan offer the products you need with the premier service you deserve. They carry business, auto, farm, homeowners, commercial, and bonds. Northfield Insurance is your independent agent, and they're connected with many insurance companies providing you with the lowest possible rates. That's the Northfield Insurance Agency.
Family Fair, Northfield's newly remodeled grocery store downtown, has a new name, a fresh look, and new options. Betty's Mac and Cheese with smoked jalapenos and tomatoes is a must try. Paninis and grilled wraps are all made with the smoked meats from Betty K's and grilled fresh in the store. Stop in, grab the weekly ad, get a Starbucks, get what you need and be on your way in minutes. Family Fair, your local neighborhood market that provides real values for real people in real communities, right here on Division Street.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Raider football here. 9-3 the score, 5:46 remaining in the third. Raiders just kicked a 23-yard field goal by Reed Rohde, so they trail by 6. Monahan to kick off for the Raiders. Good long kick taken by Tomte. Tomte at about the 5-yard line. Runs back to the middle of the field, and a nice tackle there, and that's going to be down at the 24-yard line. First and 10, Panthers. Raider defense going to have to come on here now.
Yeah, we are. We are going to have to step up and do some. Quick shout-out to Lance and Stephanie Houston out there listening there in Northfield. And if anybody else, you know, calls in and tells us any new shoot-yourself-in-the-foot things.
Do we got one?
No, they didn't send me that, but they sent me some close. But, yeah, our defense is the only thing keeping us in the game. I mean, right now, what? If we get a touchdown, we're winning, Dust, right?
Yes.
I mean, we'll touch on the next point. So we are in this game, you guys. This is far from over.
Here we go, Martinez now, but we got to stop him here. We can't let Century get that momentum back. Handoff goes to Smith, and Smith is going to be bottled up there. Nice job by the Raider D, getting nothing on the play. Okay, they'll give him a yard for forward progress. Two-yard gain, excuse me. Second down and 8 coming up for the – that's a generous spot.
When we think we stop them, they get 2 yards. When our first down plays are -3 and -5. So, yeah, defense, here we go. I would love another turnover, another some. These guys really need to get fired up, and I know Coach Whitehall is a great strategist up there, but he's in the booth, so he's not down there getting those guys excited. So hopefully someone down there is getting them pumped.
Here we go. Martinez in the shotgun. Panthers have two receivers, one to the far, one to the near, and now Huber in motion, and it's going to be Martinez keeping it himself.
Is that Riley?
And ripped down by Ethan Riley.
Yeah, boy. Ethan Riley, great play. That was a tough play there, Dust, wasn't it? He faked you out. He had a little end-around fake, and he had a little underneath fake, and then the quarterback kept it. And Riley was not faked out by any of that. He waited, bam, got him for – but again, though, that was still a two-yard gain. Josh.
All right, like still third and long. Yes. Still third and long. Third down and 3, third down and 4, third and six. Third and 6 coming up for the Panthers. Shush, Grady. Third and 6. Huber in motion.
Third down, we know that.
Yes. Martinez looking to throw. Has his man.
Oh.
Incomplete. Led him a little bit too far. It's fourth down and the Panthers are coming on to punt. So a 3 and out by the Raider D, and we should have decent field position.
Yeah, again, at worst, we're going to get the ball around the 50 or our own or 45. Yeah, he needs to move up. We got a different guy at return.
Jimmy,
we got
Vitadeau.
Is that Vitadeau? Nice. All right.
Vitadeau.
Let's go, Vitadeau. You just halftime spotlighted us.
Here's a low kick, and Vitadeau is not going to touch this at all, and it's going to drop. And nice job by the Century Panthers trying to get that. Otherwise, it was going backwards, and it would have been beneficial for the Raiders. The ball is going to be spotted.
41, you think?
At the 46.
Or 46, sorry, no. It's at 41.
But ball will be at the 45-yard line. First and 10, Raiders at the Century 45. So another short field to work with here.
Nice. Come on, guys. We got a field goal on the last one right now. You know what? What do you think, Dust? We just go for it right now because that's what we need to do.
I believe we go long.
Let's put Stan Cheen out there. Don't even fake it. Don't even joke about it. Just throw Stan Cheen out there. He's not. But I'd put Stan Cheen wide and at Mason just throw it up.
All right. So the Raiders on first down and 10 from the Century 45, trailing by 6, 4 minutes remaining. Here's Jimmy Vitadeau. Jimmy Vitadeau gets a nice little gain.
Nice.
All right, there we go. Tough gain of about 4 yards there. It'll be second down coming up for Northfield, but at least we got some positive yards on a run in between the tackles.
On first down, in between the tackles, on a run. Great things, Dusty. I'm looking into my crystal ball right now, and I see good things on this drive because that's a good start. Great way to start a drive. Plus, we're already down to the 41.
Here we go.
mom down there is hilarious.
Oh, man, it's a great. I'm loving listening to it. She's funny. Second down and 5 coming up. Hand off to Stan Cheetah. Makes one man.
I haven't seen him in a while.
He's after the races. 10-5. Touchdown, Raiders. Mitchell Stan Cheetah from 41 yards out. Gives the Raiders the tie at 9-9 with the extra point coming up. 3:16 remaining in the third quarter. There you go. Mitchell Stangina and the Raider offense.
Dusty, have you seen that player for a while?
No.
I have not. He came shot out of a cannon. Holy cow. Stangina looked like the Stangina of second game of the year, third game of the year. Oh, my God. That was amazing. For those of you who are not here at the game, Stangina around the outside, he put on a burst of speed that I have not seen from anyone on this field. He's an amazing athlete.
All right, Roney in to kick the extra points. Century jumps up, and they're not even going to attempt to go here. Roney didn't want to get messed up, so we'll get it a little bit closer for this extra point opportunity. Century, of course, knowing that when Roney makes this extra point, the Raiders will have the lead 10-9, but still have some business to take care of here first. So now he'll be standing at about the 10, so instead of – doesn't go much, about a 1 yard differential.
Well, look at that, Des. It's like we said, though, the game was not that far to reach, and now it's not that far out of reach.
All right, here we go. Zick to hold. Johnson the snapper. Here we go. Rohde's kick is up, and it's good. And the now with 3:16 remaining in the third quarter, the Raiders lead Rochester Century 10-9 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. 1 minute break. Come on back. This is Raider football on KYMN.
Chris Canelli here for Cannon River Civic Center. Do you know that a vote yes on November 6th will add needed indoor space for multiple community uses? It'll generate over $5 million for parks, trails, and recreational uses in the city of Northfield and Dundas. It'll bring in a new $1.8 million in annual revenue to our local community and will really create an asset that'll be cash flow positive in its first year of operation. This facility will attract new businesses and families to our community. Vote yes on November 6th for a stronger Northfield and Dundas.
Paid for by the Cannon River Civic Center Advisory Committee.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. Make an appointment today with Doctors David Brust, David Buck, Bo Stanley, or Michael Thompson. New patients and emergencies welcome 5 days a week at Heritage Dental Care.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Raider football. Good news, Raider fans, we lead 10-9 with 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Raiders kick it off to Tomte. Tomte makes one man miss, does a little spin move, and then is tackled down at the 25-yard line. First and 10, Panthers at the 25. Raider defense hold them to another three and out here. They've been doing good this second half. Need to keep it going.
Yeah, Dust, here we go. We got the lead back. And it was that simple, like we said. Now we got momentum, and our defense just needs to do what our defense does. And what our defense does is we keep them out of the end zone. You know, maybe we give up yards and whatnot, but we keep them out of the end zone.
All right, here we go. Sentry coming up to the line of scrimmage. Martinez, that pistol-style formation. That is going to be passing or handed off to Smith, who gets around the edge, makes one man miss, and Smith has a move, and Smith is off to the races. Nice job by Smith there. Tackle made by Clampy, but not before he gets down to the 49-yard line. First and 10, Panthers.
Give it up for Clampy right there. I thought he was heading to the house. He broke a few tackles, made a couple cuts, and it looked like he was gone, and Joey Clampy never gave up on the play. When I was looking for someone to stand up, I thought it was going to be Luke Stanga, but nice job, Glamps.
All right, here we go. I have formation for the Panthers, and they hand it off. Nope. Pitching it out to Smith. Try to get around the edge. He got around Riley, and he's going to have another good gain into Raider territory. Tackle at the 44-yard line. It's a gain of 7 on the play. Second down and 3 coming up for the Panthers at the Northfield 43-yard line.
It's almost like they were waiting to try until we did something, huh?
Right.
All of a sudden, we score, and then they come up, bam, 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 bam. They got us skating backwards on defense here, but we'll see what we can do. They got the pistol double eye.
Second down and 2 coming up for the Panthers. Handoff goes Mergens.
Oh, no.
And Mergens out to races, and he's at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Panthers. Oh, no. And Northfield gives it right back.
Oh.
With 1:58 remaining in the third quarter, the score now is Century 15, Northfield 10, with the extra point coming up.
I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted. Yeah, if you guys couldn't hear through our mics, the John Marshall coaches were Century coaches were pretty excited about that. They were high-fiving our favorite mom in the stands and a couple other dads. But
were the coaches high-fiving the stands. Oh,
yeah.
Were they really? Oh, geez.
I was watching them. They were just sorry. I wasn't even listening to what you were saying after the touchdown. But that was pretty brutal. I mean, that was a fullback run up the middle that he took 50 yards. We can't have that happen, especially after we take the lead back.
And I did the classic jinx. Come on, defense. You've held them this first half.
Your fault,
doing good. And I call it out, and then boom, they're going breaking. All right, here we go. So now they got a weird-looking two-point conversion where it's on the far left side, and Martinez looking to throw it in, and it is incomplete. Two-point conversion, no good. Break for Northfield. All right, so with 1:58 remaining in the third, that could be huge later on.
That was a stupid call. You could tell from what they were doing. Why line up on the left hash? We know you're going right then, and they tried to roll right. And when they rolled right, we had 500 people there waiting, and then he tried to throw across his body, a la Brett Favre against the Saints. Doesn't work.
All right, we'll take a 30-second break. Come on back. This is Raider Football on KYMN.
This is Ellen Iverson, Vice Chair of the Board of Education for Northfield Public Schools. Pre-kindergarten and the elementary years are critical to every child's learning and success in life. We also want all students to attend secure schools. The Northfield School District bond referendum addresses both needs. The bond minimizes tax impact, costing $2.25 per month for a $250,000 home. Visit the northfieldschools.org website for information, and please be sure to vote on November 6th.
Prepared and paid for by Northfield Public Schools.
Welcome back, everybody, to Rochester High School.
Hey, welcome back. Sorry, you guys. We had our headphones off. We were talking all politics and all those
talking about the bond referendums. Mm-hmm. So it's a kickoff to Stanchina, and Mitch Stanchina is dangerous. Mitch Stanchina gets a nice return back at about the 42-yard line. First and 10 Raiders at their own 42. They trail by 5, 15-10 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard, 1:52 remaining in the third quarter.
Yeah, great field position to start, though. If you're past the 40-yard line here at the beginning, I mean, they're up to the 44, it looks like, and that's huge. But like you said, I don't know why they went for if they went for two, they should have done something more conventional, or they should have just kicked it, because a six-point game, extra points in high school are not guaranteed. So six is just fine. But now that we got five, all we need to do is score a touchdown.
Yep.
Game over.
Well, the lead. We'll take the lead back.
I know. I'm kidding.
All right. Zick under center. Hands off to Vidino. Jimmy Vidino. He's got a big hole. And Jimmy Vidino is into century territory. Down across the 35 to about the 32-yard line. First and 10. Raiders.
I'm trying to figure out what just happened in this game, Dust. Everybody went from doing nothing the first half. So now, like, bam, 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 both teams are just flying down the field. I love it. It's entertaining. But what changed?
I don't know, but we'll take a 22-yard run. First and 10 Raiders.
Everybody got tired. They all took a nap at halftime.
And same play goes to Vidino, but this time he gets nothing going. Ooh. Right at the line of scrimmage, balled up there, no gain, second down coming up.
I was thinking at halftime maybe they were waiting for Service Master to do their carpets by Hyatt, and then they sat and had some quarterback club ribs and au gratin potatoes, and so they were a little tired. No?
All right. You're making me hungry.
Then, I know. I'm just trying to get our sponsors, and then they went to the Tybo place. No, not Tybo.
CrossFit by Scopus.
Thank you.
In Dundas. Second down and 10 coming up for the Raiders.
Oh, and nice.
It's a reverse to Rattage. Gavin Rattage. Cannot get around the edge. He got a couple. He had it, but he had to run a long ways to get some positive yards. It'll be third down and he got two on the play. I'm looking across the field at the down markers. They're going to put him back at the original line of scrimmage.
It looked like he was going to get a bigger game. Yeah. Go ahead.
Third down and 9 coming up for the Raiders. Ball at the century 34-yard line.
It looked like a good fake out of the start, but Rattage kind of went deep to the sidelines, and then he misses one block, and then
Zick goes into shotgun. Four receivers through the far, through the near. Zick rolling out, looking, had his receiver slip. Now he's going, his man, catches made. First down for the Raiders. That's Michael Imes on the reception.
That is a dart.
That was a great play. Michael Imes keeping his feet under him and corralling that football, catching that in his body, coming back to the ball. Excellent execution by the Raiders right there. First and 10 Northfield at the 15-yard line.
I can't tell you guys how I can't describe it to you at home. He threw that ball probably 40 yards downfield and then 10 yards to the sidelines, and it was on a beeline. Go ahead, Dust.
We'll take a 1-minute break. Third quarter comes to an end where the score is Century 15, Northfield 10. 12 more minutes in this one. One team goes home. The other goes to the section final. Raiders will have a first and 10 at the Century 15-yard line. 30-second break. Come on back. This is Raider football on 95.1 The One.
Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines has an excellent team of drivers with over 400 years of combined safe driving. They're proud of their record and accomplishments, as well as the records and accomplishments of all the Raider sports teams, and would like to wish them ongoing success. For shuttle services, events, and other transportation needs, contact Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines, your trusted friend on the road. And go Raiders!
All right, back live as they got to move the football all the way to the other end of the field from 115 to the other 15. First and 10, Northfield at the Century 15-yard line. All right, here we go. We got ourselves a football game right now, Grady McGovern.
Yes, we do.
Week and a half ago when we played these guys on a Wednesday, it was over early. Century taking care of business. Not the case now. The Raiders have shown that they can move this ball on offense. Let's go, Mason Zick. Under center.
Come on.
Stenga the up back. Hand off to Stanchina.
Whoa!
It's Stanchina still on his feet, and he's tackled at the 1 yard. They're going to down him at the 3. A touchdown saving tackle by the Panthers, but that was open. The Veer comes back again, and he got tripped up and fell. He tried to reach out for the goal line, got tripped up, and was tackled at the 3 yard line.
Yeah.
But it'll be first and goal, Raiders. Century Panther down on the field.
You talking about coming back again? That is the renaissance of Mitchell Stanchina. Holy cow. He was so fast on that touchdown, and I've not seen him run that fast since week 2. And did you see him on that one? You can barely see him. I didn't even see him. But I saw him. But he was 12 yards deep into the defense before they knew what hit him. That is the Mitchell Stanchina we know. And so if he's got his game back on, like we said, whether it was due to being a little bit banged up or whatever else. But right now, Mitchell Stanchina is on cue. The way he's playing right now, and same with Mason Zick, they're two of the best players in this whole state if they play that to their highest ability.
All right, so it was the big nose tackle for Century down there. He has to come out and sit this play out. So the middle of the defense is open right now. We'll see if the Raiders take advantage of that. Zicko's under center. Stenga the up back. Stanchina hands it off to Stanchina. Mitch Stanchina into the end zone with no call yet. No, he's short. He's at the half yard line. Second and goal coming up for the Raiders. This is the Mason Zick quarterback sneak time, baby.
Oh yeah. If he can find the right spot to go, yeah, we don't want to mess it up. Although this could be the old power, 36 power with the old, remember that slow
it'll be
motion?
No, it won't.
You think it'll be a Zick?
It's going to be made. Grady, he has to reach the ball over the goal line. That's it. That's
well,
how close
okay,
they
sir.
Are. Here comes Mason Zick under center. Well, they do hand it off to Stanchina. This time he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders! Mitch Stanchina from 1 yard out. That was a gutsy call because it looked like Stanchina kind of bobbled it a little bit on the exchange. But he held on to it. He gets into the end zone, and the Raiders take the lead again. 11-13 remaining in the game. Northfield 16, Century 15. And it looks like the Raiders
going
will be going
for
two.
Yep.
To try to make this a 3-point game.
This is gonna be this will be interesting. We're keeping it in the middle field though, so you gotta imagine we're rolling right with the pass here, but we'll see. Maybe a little roll right tight end. Never mind. Go ahead.
Mason Zick gonna hand it off, looking to throw. Has a man, it's caught. 2-point conversion is converted. Michael Imes makes the reception in the end zone. Raiders get two, take a 3-point lead now. 18-15 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard, 11-13 remaining in the game. 1 minute break, come on back. Raider football on KYMN.
Wake up, take a shower, feed the kids, make kids lunch, kids to school, drive to work, drive home, help with homework, mow the lawn, kids to sports, run errands, make dinner, do the dishes, do the laundry, walk the dog, pick up the house, kids to bed. Kick your shoes off and relax.
As a proud supporter of Northfield Schools and Raider Athletics, everyone at ServiceMaster by Iatt knows that life can seem to get away from you. Balancing daily schedules of work along with kids' school and sports schedules can seem to be impossible at times, but you find a way to do it. When you finally get a chance to kick your shoes off, ServiceMaster by Iatt will make sure your feet relax on soft, clean floors. They deserve it.
It's a free-for-all. Stop into America's Mattress and Furniture to go in Dundas and check out the free-for-all event. Free delivery and setup, free disposal, and free financing for 1 year. Protect your new mattress with a free mattress protector. And who wants to put their dingy old sheets on a new mattress? That's why America's Mattress and Furniture to Go in Dundas is giving you a sheet set and pillows for, you guessed it, free. Stop in today and check out the large selection, including Serta Mattresses and Ashley Furniture, at the America's Mattress Free-for-All event, located at 401 Stafford Road in Dundas. Some restrictions apply.
And they're having a flag.
Everyone's jumping.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a flag down. They're going to say that the person that made the catch might have maybe went out of bounds. He was the first one to touch it as he went out of bounds.
Oh, I don't know if that's a call on a kick, but we'll see. Everyone was so excited. They ran after Monahan after the play. It was a sweet little pooch kick.
It worked out perfectly. What could be the problem here?
I don't know.
It went to 10 yards. It was straight up in the air.
Although... we're not going to get it because it looks like we're stomping and stomping around. Like, we're pretty mad.
There we go.
Oh, no. And he just, they didn't even make a call because he made no symbol. The ref didn't make a symbol. So I don't know. I mean, he didn't do a hand signal.
Trying to give Bubba Sullivan.
Illegal touching. We had the ball.
Okay. There we go. All right. Yeah. Good roll. We're just going to get it from our partner over at Cape Man in Rochester. So what happened, Grady, is the fact is Monahan kicked it up straight up in the air. The ball did not hit the ground. Stanchina got it, but it did not make contact with the ground. So that's a legal touch-in. It's first and 10, Sentry at the 45. I guess that's a rule
that they did not know about. Still, Steve Gorky, you're out there listening, I know. Look that up, see if that's a rule.
All right, so now here's Smith trying to tackle the football. Well, now if you're the Raider defense, you better be P.O.'d
oh,
right
man.
Now.
Oh, man, that was the coolest. That was one of the coolest plays. Imagine a kicker being able to do that. He kicked the ball up high enough, only going 15 yards, and Stanchina caught it right down the sidelines. That was one of the coolest onside kicks I've ever seen.
Usually those onside kicks, they have to hit, they usually do it like right in front of the tee. They kind of like bounce it off the ground and get it up. Looks like Monahan kicked it right off the tee, kind of like a field goal straight up.
Which is
so I guess
really
the rule is the rule.
Yeah.
But that's what they called.
All right. We'll get over it.
Second down and 11 coming up for the Panthers. Martinez looking to throw, trailing by three. Has a man incomplete intended for Fisher, and it'll be third down and 11 coming up for Century.
All right, so let's go back to a couple things I did want to talk about after that touchdown.
Okay.
What I want to say, Dusty, is Mitchell Stanchina and Mason Zick are two players that coaches in college must be salivating over. They are, when they play the way they're playing right now and the way they played early in the year, they're two of the best players I've seen in the state. Would you not agree?
Yeah.
I mean, they're both,
they've had their moments, though. I mean,
when they're playing the way they're playing right now, their size and speed. Stanchina's 6'4 and runs like a deer right now again. Zick 6'7 and throws like a, I don't even know what you want to say. Shotgun. A rifle.
Here we go. And a flag on the play.
I don't think rifles and shotgun
and
throws.
And I believe they're going to get Century here for a little false start action. And that'll move them back 5 yards. They were third down and 11. It'll make it third down and 16. Ball back at the 39-yard line. 10:25 remaining in the game. 18-15 the score. Northfield leads the Panthers.
Yeah, I was thinking of things that Mason throws like. Maybe he throws like one of those guys in the Seattle fish market, throws fish. Or maybe he throws like a throw comforter.
You're an art teacher. Get creative, man.
I'm trying to think of things that throw stuff. So it's sports.
All right, here we go. We'll just move it on. Third
throw
down.
Up.
Just stop, Grady. It's epic fail. We'll call it good, all right? Here's a screen pass, and it's taken by Smith. Makes
Holy cow, another man miss. Got a flag.
But flags all over, blocking the back coming up here. This will be going against the Panthers. We'll see where he downed it. I mean, they were needed 16 yards, and Smith right now is about a yard short. So I believe Bubba's going to take this. This is going to go against the Panthers, blocking the back, which usually what happens on a screen pass there.
Yep. Or a legal man downfield.
The legal man downfield.
If he, sorry to yawn. Hopefully everybody didn't yawn at home. Legal man downfield as long as if he didn't catch it behind the line of scrimmage, which sometimes happens, the back gets too far down. And it looks like a holding.
Holding.
Yeah,
okay.
We were 0-for-2 there.
Right.
Holding the third.
The hold happened at the 45-yard line, so they move it back 10 yards. So it's basically only really a 4-yard penalty. It goes from 3rd and 16 to 3rd and 20. They move it 10 yards from where the hold happened. So Century loses 4 yards after everything's all said and done. 3rd down and 20 for the Panthers. Ball spotted at their own 35-yard line. 10-11 and counting remaining in the game. Raiders lead by 3 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Raiders need to stop right here on 3rd down. 3rd down and long for the Panthers. Martinez in the shotgun. 4 receivers, 2 to the far, 2 to the near for the Panthers. Martinez looking to throw, has time, has his man, incomplete, overthrow, and 4th down coming up for the Panthers, and Century will have to punt.
Yeah, not too happy on that play. It was, that looked like that was Huber again. Not too happy. He would have had a chance to go somewhere with that. Good defense. Bama don't break. We're going to get the ball at a good field position. And right now, at this point in the game, Dust, you know, fourth quarter, or no, is it the fourth? Right?
Oh, yes, it is the fourth. 9:55 remaining.
Yeah, so, I mean, when we get the ball here, we're going to be able to run down some clock.
All right, here's a good booming punt.
That was a huge punt.
Jimmy's just going to have to let this one go.
Oh, my God.
And is it going to go into the end zone?
No.
Down at the 1.
Oh,
I thought it was going to roll into the end
Me
zone.
Too.
It bounced at the 2, bounced forward to the 1, then bounced backwards, and it's down at the 1.5-yard line. So Raider football, 1st and 10 Northfield, but they've got 99 yards to go.
That just goes against exactly what I just said before, that we can't grind out some clock now. We need to just get ourselves out of this
situation. Let's just get out of here. Couple first downs.
Man, what that ended up being about a 70-yard punt, right?
Yeah.
Like that? Oh, my God. That it couldn't have been more fortunate for Century. And right now, but we have the positive emotion right now. And plus, we got Mitchell's back and Zika's back. So the reincarnations of themselves.
Here we go. Zicko's under center.
Nice
handoff goes to, I believe, Grayball there. Gets up to about the 6. Nice little run there. Good gain of 4 on the play, or 5 yards. 2nd down and 5 coming up for the Raiders.
Yeah, good little run there. And
Stanga was the guy, not Grayball.
Oh, Stanga. All right. So, Stanga does everything. Got us out of that area, or out of the hole we're in. No one wants to be on the 1-yard line. We're still stuck back, but if we can get a 1st down here, that's going to be huge.
Get out of here. Let's just march down the field and use all this time.
Up
by 3. Zick under center. Stanga the up back. Stanchino the tailback in the I formation. And off goes to Stanchino. Makes one man miss. He gets across the 10 to the 12. He'll have a 1st down. That's a gain of 6. 1st and 10 Raiders.
Nice run, Stanchina. Nice job breaking tackles. Like I said, we got the old Stanchina back. Something that flipped the switch in his head, and he's just like, bam, I'm awesome again. So good job, Mitch. But again, look at that. Yeah, we've already ran a good amount of time off the clock, and that's the goal of this drive. Like I said, going in, is we need to run time off and score. We don't want to keep the score the way it is. We need to make a 2-score game.
1st down and 10 coming up for the Raiders. Same formation. Hand off to Stanga. Stanga fights his way down across the 15 to the 16-yard line. We got a little something with Luke Stanga.
What can Stanga not do? I talked to his parents. I'm like, does he just cramp all day at home or what? I mean, he's a star linebacker, plays tight end for us. Now all of a sudden he's in that running back. And he's just a great kid too.
All right, so it stops the clock as we have a cramped Century Panther. He's walking off the field on his own power, but a little gingerly right there. A little cramp going on. Okay, so 2nd down coming up for
Northfield. That's who's
for the second. Raiders. Shush.
You looked around.
Shush. 2nd down and 5 for Northfield. Ball spotted at the 15, 16, 17-yard line. And Zick not taking, letting the time run down here.
Down.
Looking at Coach Sullivan, waiting for him to
run
his
to the cadence. Right. Look at that hole. You see that to the right?
I do see that. Here's a handoff. And it's Jimmy Vitito who cuts up the middle. Maybe a yard. It'll be 3rd down and short coming up here. But again, the Raiders going to try to third down and four coming up. Raiders going to let some time run off the clock here.
Hopefully some of the coaches up here in the booth identified that, what we just saw from the booth as well is, you know, after a while, teams adjust, and Rochester seems to know, based on our formation and our strength, where we're going to run the ball. We did run it left there, and it was clogged up. But to the right, we had three or four blockers for two guys. That's always everybody knows more is better than less.
All right, third down and four for the Raiders. Zick looking to throw, has his man, catches made by Johnson. First down, Raiders up at the 24-yard line, gain of six on the play. First and 10, 7:06 remaining in the game. 3-point lead for the Raiders, marching down the field right now. First and 10, Northfield.
There we go. Again, when Mason Zick is allowed to have time, he's allowed to throw on time. He has just got an unbelievable arm. He's a great quarterback. When his receivers catch the ball, it all works out. And like we said, him and Mitchell Stanchina can take this team a long way if they're given the chance and they're healthy.
Here we go. Zick goes under center. Stanga the upback, Stanchina the tailback. Hand off to Mitch. Mitch is going to be wrapped up. Ooh, dropped the football. He fell on it, but it'll be Raider football. But that was almost a fumble by Mitch. That would have been a backbreaker. Second down and 10 coming up for Northfield.
Yeah, and you don't know if a situation like that occurs where maybe he got hit somewhere and then lost the ball, not just hit on the ball is what I mean, you know, because as we said, these guys haven't been, they've been banged up, they haven't been healthy all year long, and it's tough when you're a big, big, fast guy who doesn't have a ton of weight, you know, to not get banged up. The same hole. We just ran it away from the same hole.
Hand off goes to Stanga, bottled up for no gain. And the Raiders, they got time to kill, but they gotta make some first downs here and gotta make some moves. Two runs that go for no gains at all. Third down and 10 coming up. And had we been a little bit further down the field, Grady, I'd say go for it, but we're still in pretty deep Century territory right here. Only at the 25-yard line.
Yeah.
Third down and 10.
No, we really need, and we need a first down here. This game is not over. And even though we're running down the clock, all it takes is it's a one score game. They score a touchdown, they're up.
Here we go. Raiders spread it out, two to the far, two to the near. Now Stanchina comes across. It'll be trips to the near, to the far, one to the near. Zick looking to throw.
Uh-oh.
Going deep, has a man, Stanchina. Missed the catch. Up to the races. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Raiders! 75-yard pass play on third down. Mason Zick to Mitch Stanchina. And with 4:59 remaining in the game, the score is Northfield 24, Century 15 with the extra point coming up.
Dustin! That was awesome. Oh, my God, that's a classic wheel route to the left where the outside guy does a post, inside guy runs a wheel, and... What a throw by Zick. That's what we're talking about. He gave the rainbow throw, let Stanchina run under it, because Stanchina was not open when he threw that ball. He was open when he caught the ball, but he wasn't open when he threw it. Great job, Mason Zick and Mitch Stanchina.
Well, by the Raiders move there, they're going to move this one backwards. So right now it's a 9-point game. Raiders trying to make it 10 points. 4:59 remaining.
Yeah, so I guess I just want to go back to the point that I said earlier, too, is that these two guys are two of the best players in the state at what they do. Like I said, I don't know if they're going to play a different sport in college, but every college coach right now would love to have a Mason Zick or a Mitchell Stanchina on their team. I can tell you that.
All right, so Roney's going to have to move back now to the 15-yard line. That puts it at 25-yard extra point. And here he goes. So Zick is going to be the holder. Johnson is the snapper. Reed Roney to kick. Here's the staff to hold the kick. Kick is up. It's got the distance, and it's good. Nice job, Reed Roney. 25-15 the score. Northfield over Century. 4:59 remaining in the game. 1 minute break. Come on back. It's Raider football on KYMN.
Northfield Area School of Driving is now open. We offer exceptional driver's education classroom and behind-the-wheel services. For teens seeking to gain their provisional license, I can pick you up at home or at school within a 10-mile radius. Classes are held at 708 Schilling in Dundas. Come meet me. I'm right next to the Countryside Animal Hospital. Or check out my website, northfieldschoolofdriving.com. Sessions are available for immediate booking.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. Make an appointment today with Doctors David Brust, David Buck, Bo Stanley, or Michael Thompson. New patients and emergencies welcome 5 days a week at Heritage Dental Care.
Welcome back, everybody. Boy, oh boy, boy, if you left this game at halftime, shame on you, because this second half has just been nonstop lights out action. 4:59 remaining in the game. The Raiders lead 25-15.
Oh.
The kickoff will go out of bounds, so Central have decent field position. And here we go, first and 10 for the Panthers.
Looked like we were trying to do something cute on that one again.
There is no timeout key on the scoreboard, but...
Yeah, what's up with this scoreboard? It's not like a Mark Quinnell scoreboard, because that would have the timeouts on it. Mark Quinnell probably can call in and tell us how many timeouts are left for each team.
So they'll spot the ball at the 35-yard line.
Actually, Mark Quinnell and the State Farm, they gave me a fat check this week after all those trees went down my yard.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
First down and 10 for the Panthers. Martinez gets the play, comes in, and jogs over to the huddle by the Panthers. The Raider defense on the field, standing at the 35-yard line. Under 5 minutes to play. Panthers trail by 10. Raiders lead by 10, however you want to call it. Here we go, Martinez. But the Panthers have shown big play capabilities. So Martinez goes in the shotgun. He's looking to throw. Still under pressure.
Uh-oh.
Now finding a man. Catches made. Fisher makes the catch in Raider territory. Down across the 40 to the 38-yard line. First and 10, Panthers on a 27-yard pass play.
Yeah, Dust, you can see that guy. And I was thinking about that before the play started. I should have said something. I was thinking about Mitchell Stanchina and who he was guarding after he just ran a 75-yard touchdown and, you know, ran 75 yards for a touchdown. And he got beat on the play.
Here's Martinez, quick play, and the ball is dropped. It was a slant play, hit him right in the numbers, but bobbled up and down, and luckily not intercepted, but incomplete pass, second and 10 coming up for Century.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, our defense, a lot of our defenders play offense as well. I mean, you got Stang out there who's running. You got Stanchina out there who's been doing double duty. Graybaugh's been pulling a little double duty, so some of those guys are tired, and once they you know, stick it to us real quick, it gets tough.
All right, Panthers come up to the line of scrimmage. 4:39 remaining. Raiders lead by 10 on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. Century with the football. Second and 10 at the Northfield 39. Martinez looking to throw. Going deep.
Uh-oh.
Has his man, but incomplete. Great coverage there by Stanchina. It'll be third down coming up for the Panthers.
Yep, that was good coverage by Stanchina. Martinez threw the ball over him by about 10 yards. That was actually the same play that we had just ran for a touchdown. They tried to, it's a common play. They didn't copy our play, but they thought maybe they could do the same thing.
All right, Martinez getting the play from the coach. And here we go, third down and 10. The Raider defense real, real anxious right now, loving every minute of this. Got to stop him here. This is a big play for Northfield. Third down coming up for the Panthers. Third and 10, the Northfield 38-yard line. Martinez in the shotgun, four receivers looking to throw. Has a man, catches made. And it's going to be a first down across the 25 to the 24-yard line. Nice catch by the Panthers. Zachary Mann made the catch. First down for Century. It's a 12-yard pass play.
Yeah, heck of a tackle there by, I think that's Luke Johnson playing D-back. I have not seen him play safety all year. Am I wrong or have I been blind? He made a great play. See him out there? He's out there guarding again.
I do. Here we go, Martinez, looking for Tyler Sullivan through the sands of Sullivan. Incomplete. Second down and 10.
All right. So, yeah, the ball was dropped, almost picked off by our defensive back, not quite on the opportunity on that one.
All right. Second down coming up for Panthers.
Yeah, it is the Panthers Raiders.
Second down coming up. Ooh. Incomplete, and there was like a misconfusion there as both Panthers trying to do slants, one short, one long, and it kind of fell right
both
in between.
Both of them were
them.
Open. And
yeah.
and he threw it
right
them.
Between them. They were both open. Third
and
down.
Martinez is kind of jumping around like he was mad at them. I think he was mad at himself. I don't know here. But, yeah, he's obviously not used to doing all these passing plays late in the game. He's more of a running quarterback.
All right, we want to do a shout-out to the VFW Post 4393 in Northfield as we got some listeners there. They're a sponsor of KYMN.
Yeah, go VF.
Hi, VF guys. Third down and 10 coming up for the Panthers. Martinez looking to throw under pressure. He has nobody downfield. Then he goes deep.
Oh, no.
Has a man. Incomplete. Incomplete over the head. It's fourth down coming up for the Panthers at the 25-yard line. 4:04 remaining in the game. Raiders lead by 10. And the Panthers obviously having to go for it. I'm losing my voice, Grady Montgomery.
I wouldn't mind like calling a play. Oh, he runs to the left, and then he goes deep, and then he's at the 10, the 5. Ah!
Sorry, buddy.
Oh, shit.
You're doing good at what
no,
you
no
do.
No matter how
you do what you do, babe. You do what you
no
do.
No matter how horse. Was that not a good 10 to 5?
That was pretty good.
Like a squirrel
that
going or something?
Yeah, that was pretty good. All right. Fourth down and long. Pretty much most of the ball game right here if the Raiders can hold center here. Fourth and 10 at the Northfield 25.
Uh-oh.
There's the pass. Wide open. He slipped and fell. He was wide open and fell. Incomplete pass. Turnover on downs. First and 10, Raiders.
Wow.
Break for Northfield. Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Rochester was not happy about that. The guys that called the play were pretty angry up here, but the play was open. That guy, I said, uh-oh, because I thought that was a touchdown. And he threw it behind him and over his head. The kid fell down. And it looks like right here, what is it going to take? Oh, they're already calling a timeout.
No, Bubba's calling a timeout here. He wants to make sure. I think this timeout is more just kind of calming the guys down
and
explaining the situation.
Yep, letting them know that what we need to do is we really need to get probably 1 to 2 first downs and the game is ours, you know? Depending on how many downs that we run to get those first downs, whether it's just if we get run one play and get a first down, whatever. But if it takes, you know, 2 to 3 to get a first down, that runs the clock down, and then a second first down is game over. So that's probably what he's trying to explain to him. It's like we just got to run the ball. We got to get it. We're not doing anything crazy or risking a lot of stuff because it's still a two score game.
Yes. Yep. Isn't it funny what happens when we can run the football, how that kind of opens everything up?
Yes.
And we started running it those last couple of drives, even just those 2 or 3 yard gains, but we ran the football, took some time off the clock. I think the big play was that 6 yard run when we were down at our own one that Stanga did. I mean,
Huge.
We only got to the 7 yard line, but it just kind of breathed
it
a little bit.
It makes everybody,
you know?
It changes your perspective on the next play. And I cannot believe what Mason Zick and Mitchell Stanchina have meant for this team.
Oh,
I mean, last week they threw that 65-yard play to set up the game-winning field goal at the end. There they throw the 75-yard touchdown at the end out of nowhere on 3rd and 10. I mean, the defense knows they're passing.
Yeah.
3rd and 10.
All right. Zick goes under center. 1st and 10 Raiders. Hand off to Stanchina. Makes one man miss. All right. Good job, Mitch. Falling forward for a couple. He was actually hit a yard behind the line of scrimmage, but kind of brushed that guy off and got a gain of 1. 2nd down and 9 coming up for Northfield. Ball at the 26-yard line, but 3:40 remaining. That's what we want to look at right now is
so
the clock.
They're going to run the clock down until about 3:20-something and call the and then run the next play. The play call. Play clock in high school, I believe, is 35 seconds.
The big key is we're up by 2 possessions. That's huge. So here we go. A couple first downs should be good. Here we go. Zick goes under center, waiting, looking at Coach Sullivan, waiting for the sign. He's got it now. Under center. Stanga the up back. Stanchina, they're going to hand it to Stanga. Stanga makes one man miss, and he bulls his way down for a couple more yards. Not the prettiest run. Timeout taken by Century, and now it's the timeout game play here. As Century calls a timeout, it'll be 3rd down and 7 coming up for Northfield. Let's take a 30-second break. I need to catch my breath. 30-second break. Come on back. This is Raider football on KYMN.
Wake up, take a shower, feed the kids, make his lunch, kids to school, drive to work, drive home, help with homework, mow the lawn, kids to sports, run errands, make dinner, do the dishes, do the laundry, walk the dog, pick up the house, kids to bed.
Ah, kick your shoes off and relax. As a proud supporter of Northfield Schools and Raider Athletics, everyone at ServiceMaster by Iat knows that life can seem to get away from you. Balancing daily schedules of work along with kids' school and sports schedules can seem to be impossible at times, but you find a way to do it. When you finally get a chance to kick your shoes off, ServiceMaster by Iat will make sure your feet relax on soft, clean floors. They deserve it.
All right, welcome back, everybody, here to Century High School. 25-15 the score, 3:07 remaining in the game. Raiders lead Century with a trip to the section final on the line here. Raiders have a third down and 7. They are at the at their own 27-yard line. Here's Zick. Play action, looking to throw. No. Throws it out of bounds. Nobody downfield. Wise play by Zick. Raiders have to punt. Now you got to get this punt off here. And with 3:02 remaining, but a 2-score lead, Century's already taken a timeout, which was big. So only 2 timeouts left for Century.
Not a huge fan of that play, Dust. The play action in that situation, we didn't need. That play ran 5 seconds on the clock.
I was going to say, run the football.
If we're not going to get a first down, just kneel the ball. I know we were taking a beating. I think he saw that Mitchell and Stanger got hit pretty hard on the last 2 runs. Well, then just kneel it. I don't know. Don't throw the ball out of bounds.
So high snap, and Zick wisely gets it off, but it's a shank punt, and it's going to roll, and it'll be downed at about the 41. Oh, man. Century's going to have great field position here. 1st and 10, Panthers at the Northfield 41-yard line. 2:53 remaining in the game, 25-15 the score, but Century's got a little bit of life. Yeah, that you're
Jekyll
right.
And
that
Hyde. We're play. Jekyll and Hyde.
Oh,
look what
my
we did.
Goodness.
That's what we do. We build on our momentum, and then we fail on our failures. We had that terrible play action, throw it out of bounds. It ran 5 seconds off the clock. And then we shank the punt and get a 20-yard punt. What was that, 15-yard punt?
Something like that.
Here we go.
Come on. 1st and 10, Panthers.
You got to play to win, not to not lose.
Here we go. Martinez goes in the shotgun, looking to throw. Under pressure. Rolls away, spins away from one man, but not the second man. Taken down. Nice job, Luke Stenga. Making the play. Back about for a 1-yard loss. 2nd down, and more importantly, clock continues to run on that play. 2nd down and 12 coming up for the Panthers. Same formation for the Panthers. Martinez in the shotgun. Here we go. Martinez looking to throw. Has time. Has a man wide open. Catches Maine. Makes one man miss. Jacob Israel tackles him down across the 25 to the right at the 25-yard line is where
that
they have him.
That kid is good.
1st and 10, Raiders, Panthers, Tyler Sullivan makes the play. 1st and 10, Panthers at the Northfield 24-yard line. Spiked by Martinez to stop the clock. 2:16 remaining in the game, and the Raiders still lead by 10, but Panthers got it some time here to set something up.
Oh, that's Huber. All right. You know, they're 1 and 7 are so close.
They
to
look
with
just a lot. Yeah.
But the kids are both those kids are small and fast.
And they're dressed the same way,
yeah,
too.
They're dressed
they both
the
have
same.
A long, kind of
like
long sleeve.
Yeah. So they're throwing me up, and both of them, give our hats off to them. They have both played a heck of a game. But if we can stop them, even if we, right now it's not even the stopping them scoring. It's if we can get that 2 minutes to run down. We just have to make it like a 4-5 down scoring drive for them, and then we're fine.
2nd down and 10 after the spike. Here comes Martinez looking to throw. Has a man, and it is incomplete, wide open, but again, behind the receiver, incomplete. Boy, Century's had their chances these last 2 offensive drives, Grady, but the receivers and quarterback is just not in sync. We've seen this before on Northfield
yes,
side.
Yes, we have. The coaches
Panthers
are
having it now.
Wild because they are calling good plays, and the guys, they're seeing their receivers wide open and the quarterback missing by 2 or 3 yards. That's got to be frustrating as a coach, but you know, good for us.
Yeah, we'll take it.
The quarterback throwing inaccurately when he's wide open. I would love if our guys actually guarded the guy, but we'll just take a bad throw.
3rd and 10 coming up for the Panthers. And under pressure is Martinez. Hit as he throws it. Intercepted by Jacob Israel. 1st and 10, Northfield. And with 2:07 remaining and a 10-point lead, that should pretty much do it. Nice job there. He got pressure by Stanga and Glampy, the defensive ends. He was in the grab, so he just tried to throw it off. Israel was just sitting in the flat. He jumped up, tipped it to himself, made the catch, fell down. 1st and 10, Northfield. Ball spotted at the 18-yard line, but that's neither here nor there. The Raiders with a 10-point lead have the ball and 2 minutes remaining. There you go, Northfield. Defense saving the day.
That was, I just had to sit back and enjoy. That was pretty impressive, man. You had everyone's
name. I wish I had a better voice.
You had everyone's name. You had the whole situation. Bam, you the man.
First and 10, Northfield. Hold on to the football. Handoff goes to Mitch Stanchino, who gets around the edge, still fighting. He'll have a first down. That's huge. Down across the 30 to the 32-yard line.
Now, I know that we can't kneel out the game, but I almost think we should because we don't want Stanchino. I was nervous about him making that run. You don't want them taking a hit, right?
No.
One more hit could be the one hit that hurts you. We don't want that. We don't want Stanga down. We don't want Zick down. We don't want Stanchino down. Not that we want anyone down, but we definitely don't want them down.
Okay, first and 10 Northfield, which is fantastic news. Leading by 10, we just got to run this one out here. Nothing fancy, nothing special. Zick goes under center. Boy, that mom has never say, has a never say die attitude out
yeah,
of the stands.
She's still going. Our fave.
And off to Stanchino, hold on the football. He does. He's tackled for a loss of one, but it doesn't matter. Handoff taken by the Panthers.
Where are we going to end up next week then, Dust? We're going to be in Owatonna, huh?
Unless Rochester Mayo pulls the upset of the century, which would be nice because then the game would be in Northfield, and it would be Rochester Mayo against the Raiders.
All right,
but
so
more than likely, it's going to be Owatonna.
Next Friday?
That'll be next Friday, 7 o'clock start time. We're going to ride these guys, Grady. Ride them all the way, baby.
Ride and die.
Ride and die. We're going on the road. We're in Rochester tonight. And Owatonna probably next Friday. So the two farthest teams that we have to go, we get to travel in the playoffs.
I know, man.
But
you
if they're winning, I guess it's all good.
You know,
good.
I do it for the paycheck only, really, Dust. That's the only reason I'm here.
You got it. And you know what? You're going to get a raise, Grady.
Am I going to get a raise? Sweet.
After
so
tonight's
from zero
game.
To 0.0?
Yeah, good math. That a boy. I think that's what a raise of zero is zero, right? But Jeff's working, so maybe if you like, you
know,
say, Jeff? How you doing?
I don't need money. I would just like to be invited to some chamber events or some cool events you guys do down at whatever the cool stuff you guys do who are dialed in.
Yeah, KY events pretty awesome, Grady.
I'm
just going to say. There's a lot of perks that go with it. Anyways, here's a handoff to Stanga, the up back. On second down, he'll get back up to the original line of scrimmage. It was second and 12. Now it's third down. That's going to be Century's final timeout. 1:21 remaining. It's all academic from here, though.
Oh, nice call. All academic.
Third down. Well, we're teachers. We have to be academic.
No, but I mean, a classic. You haven't heard somebody say something that's all academic from here, huh? But it's kind of like shooting yourself
Well, that's the thing is we need to come up with something other. Well, here's the thing.
Term.
We don't need a new term for shooting yourselves in the foot. Just tell Northfield to stop doing it, and we don't have to come up with a term for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I would love to not have to say anything
new
in
term.
That example. The whole time.
Yeah, we need a nickname maybe. We should ask the crowd for nicknames for Stanchino and Zick, you know, the dynamic duo there. When those two are on, we are on. Doesn't it seem like that?
Yes,
when,
absolutely.
They have led us in every game that we've won. They've had big plays together. I'm looking back to the Faribault game. I'm looking back to what was the Rochester game early in the season. But those guys, when they're on, we're on.
All right, third down and 9. Doesn't matter. Century's out of timeouts here. Raiders have to hand this ball off. Hands it off to Stanchino. Hit hard on the play. That's okay. Stanchino's it's a good hit. That's all right. Clock will continue to run. 113, 112.
Goes what I'm saying, though. I don't want these guys. Let's just throw in some other guys. We don't want. Don't give it to Stanchino and get Zick out of there. Stanchino got hit pretty hard on that run. He doesn't need to be in the game anymore.
And the Raiders are going to – no.
Oh, we got Huber deep. Zick,
Zick's going to punt. I don't think he's really going to punt, though, is he? I was going to say, why don't you go for this? Turn the ball over on downs. You're up by 2 scores.
No, you punt.
You just
punt
go?
Here.
Okay. All right. Timeout taken by the Raiders.
Yeah,
then.
He ran on the clock to the end. You don't want to give them that field position, Dust. You want to make them work a little bit.
Okay, fair
Plus,
enough.
Going for it just, again, opens us up to another hit, and that's what I didn't like. I guarantee no one liked that hit that Stanchino just took. Blitzing linebacker just drilled him helmet to helmet in the backfield. Probably not enough for a concussion because neither guy was moving that fast because they were only a couple feet to run, but it's still not good.
All right.
How did I say put in our – I almost want to say, like, let's put in our backup running back and let him get killed, but then I feel bad for whoever he is and his parents. Just give it to someone and have them get destroyed. Because the clock will keep
Ethan
running.
Ethan Johnson.
Oh, I love Ethan Johnson.
Well, that's our backup. You want Ethan to get
No. No, I'm kidding. You know, Chad Johnson.
I love Chad. Yeah, I know. Chad's good stuff.
Yeah, they're great guys. I don't want anyone to get hurt.
We don't want anybody to get hurt. No, so let's just punt the ball.
Let's give it to Oscar Keel, our kicker. He lives down the street from me. He plays soccer. He weighs about 100 pounds. What is he listed at? He's listed at 150. That's generous.
All right, so Huber is back to receive this punt from Northfield. Mason Zick in punting, I guess the Raiders in punting formation. High snap, and Zick runs a couple of seconds off the clock, then gets it off. It's a high kick. Get away from it, Northfield, and it's picked up by the Panthers. There's a pass incomplete, kind of the story of the Panthers' second half. Missed opportunities for center here, and that's what's going to be the trust thing is Martinez just off target this second half. Receivers have been open, which is not good for the Northfield Raiders secondary.
No.
They got to do a better job covering, but thankfully the Panthers have not been able to convert on those opportunities in the passing game.
Go ahead. That's been a problem in the last couple of games that we've lost.
We leave
guys wide open, and they make the throw. We're just lucky that Martinez here is missing on all the throws because there's been open guys. Our secondary's got to shore this thing up.
Second down coming up for the Panthers. Going deep, long pass. Incomplete, out of bounds. 16 seconds remaining. It's third down coming up for
I got to adjust what I was saying because Graybow is legit. He was the guy guarding on that deep play. Not beat at all. He's never beat. Graybow, his coverage is always spot on.
All right, so it's third down now. Century coaches are packing up their stuff.
Yeah, looks like
next
it's,
to us to the left.
Time to head home, everybody. 16 seconds.
Here we go. Here's Martinez. Quick pass, catch is made, and off to the races. Good run there by number 13, tackled by Stanga. And 9 seconds remaining. Panthers going to try to get a touchdown here before they have the ball right at the 20. First and 10 for the Panthers at the 20, 9 seconds remaining, but the Raiders lead by 10 points on the Mark Quinnell scoreboard. So they spike the football, and they're going to have chance probably one more play, maybe two, if depends on how much time is remaining. But, Grady, we're not going to do a postgame show because, as you can tell, I don't have
a
voice.
And I was just yawning while you were doing that.
It's
so
gone.
I'm glad.
The voice is gone.
You know you're officially old when on a Saturday night you're tired at like 9 or 10?
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, although you guys at home, this is exhausting. Just sit here and talk for 2 hours. Oh, my God. So hard to do.
All right, second down coming up here for the Panthers. Just trying to get this clock to zeros here so we can move on to next Friday's section final. Martinez throws, has the catch.
That's
catch is
Graybow,
made by Graybow, and it's inbounds. Time is over, and that's it. The Northfield Raiders avenge last year's section semifinal loss to Century. Century beat us at Memorial Field last year. Well, we just beat them at their field this year. We move on to the section final game next Friday night.